And this is the way it used to be. When I would go to my brother and say, brother, help me please. You know he would wind up. He would wind up knocking me to my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought, oh, I couldn't last. I couldn't last too long. But I know there's a change. There's a change. There's a change gonna come to me someday, I know. A knock comes to the door. And I'm given a command that I must fight and kill the enemy, who turns out to be human just like you and me. And I'm bitter. Each day my bitterness grows deeper and deeper as I wonder what we were really fighting for. You see, I volunteered my life to fight so that my family at home would be free and have a better life. And I am bitter. I really wonder who the enemy really is. It was not the Vietnamese. It was not the Japanese. It was not the communists who told my mother that they would shoot her for being 1 minute late for work in the fields. Hell, she had a sick baby at home to care for. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come.
I came here as a farm worker from Mexico.
Buscando una nueva vida para mi familia.
Expecting to find a better way of living for my family.
Y en lugar?
Instead.
He encontrado ninguna esperanza.
I have found there is no hope.
Y mi hija?
For my daughter.
Que roba para soportar su hábito de drogas.
Who steals to support her drug habit.
Así no hay educación.
With little education.
Ni un hogar decente.
And no decent housing.
Ni atención médica.
Or medical care.
Ha sido una pesadilla.
It has been a nightmare.
Trabajamos largas horas en la labor.
We work long hours in the field.
Y estoy muy cansada.
And I'm very tired.
Vamos con César Chávez.
We must go with César Chávez.
A unirnos con la Unión de Laboreros.
And unite with the Farm Workers Union. Our hopes lie with César Chávez, and we must continue the fight.
Mexican sister is one of our best cooks, and she can speak fluent English as well as Spanish.
There's a house in South.
The house that I live in is deep in Bandy country. In Soweto, and even throughout South Africa. It is a house that is on fire today with revolution. Yeah. South Africa will win, or we will die fighting.
In South Africa.
It's the year 1973. Month, August, September 11th. In the beautiful capital of Chile, Santiago, has been overthrown by a fascist coup supported by CIA. In Chile, many little children were killed after bombings, shootings, and torturing. People ran trying to find something to eat, and instead of finding a food to eat, they found a bullet in their body. Victor Howe was killed the same way. He was tortured. They pulled his fingernails. They cut him in his face. But he still had that dignity, that good faith that socialism was going to go through. He smiled and he gave a song to the Chileans. And he kept smiling. And the military junta kept laughing and telling him, keep singing, poet. This song is what he said. El derecho de vivir, poeta de Ho Chi Minh, que golpea Vietnam, a toda la humanidad, ningún cañón borrará el cerco de tu arrozal, el derecho de vivir en paz. Indochina es el lugar, a más allá al ancho mar, donde revienta la flor, con tojino y napalm. La luna es una explosión que funde todo el clamor, el derecho de vivir en paz. Dios, nuestra canción, que es puro fuego de amor, es palomo, paloma, olí del olivar, es el canto universal, cadena que ha de triunfar, el derecho de vivir en paz, el derecho de vivir en paz.
Vietnamese, and I'm proud to be a Vietnamese. What I have to say tonight cannot be taken lightly, but those who have a heart can only be taken seriously. This house that I live in is a small village, about 500 people. I painfully remember the time the bomb had hit our village, the man's bomb, the U.S. imperialist dog's bomb that was made for people like me and people like all over the third world country. I remember my village, painfully I remember the village that I lived in was surrounded by the military, and the shots came in our village. And I remember mothers and children screaming and crying all around me, horrified of this. I remember that a sergeant who gave an order to a private to shoot an innocent mother in the back just because she tried to protect her child. I remember what the man's bomb did to our people. I remember the napalm and what it did to those harmless little babies, just like the one sitting here before you and me, how it melted the skin away from their bodies. And what for? I ask you, what for? What was the true reason of this war, this bloodiest war? I'll tell you what for. It was because we had raw materials. It was because we had tin, the tungsten, the rubber that the U.S. corporate elite needed to profit by. It was because the IT&T, the DuPonts, the Rockefellers, and the J. Paul Gettys, and the Hoovers, and the Howard Hughes. Those are the people responsible for this war, and those are the people who are responsible for wars all over this country. And what I have to and we won our battle, and the battle has been won all over the country. The battle has been won in Africa, Latin America, and all over Asia, like Cambodia and Laos. And it's going to be won all over if the people stick together. And the key to this is the key, that as long as one person in this world is not free, we all are not free, and we have to fight that struggle.
Tell me, Anna, what does your house...
Yes.
Miguel, you say you don't want to die because. I don't want to die because. Now let's think about this. You don't want to die because I don't want to die. Now what would cause you to say that? Is it because you have a fine job and a nice home in the suburbs? Or is it because you wear pinks and yellows causing all the women to scream from a cause unknown? That's no cause for you to forget who is the cause of our brothers and sisters being exploited and oppressed. Many of our people have chosen to die for causes. People like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Lumumba, and better yet, my dear friend and my unforgotten sister, yours truly, Harriet Tubman. I mean, I look back and I think about the cause of the neutron bomb, the cause of many things that we will never forget. What is the cause for the cause just because? You better find a cause to die for soon, because if you don't, you're going to die anyway. I hope you get right soon and find a cause to die for and not cause me to die just because you don't believe that there is no cause to die for. I still say, you better think about it. You don't want to die. You don't want to die because I don't want to die. Listen, my people, and all my oppressed people, it is glorious to die for a cause, and may I say again, not because.
And remember, a person would not be a person if they didn't have a cause to die for. And you know, that cause would just happen to be freedom. I mean, freedom.
I said, remember! I said, remember! Remember! Remember!
Do this thing that I'm being asked. What false figures and doctored statistics must I feed into this computer so that it will give the generals the answer they need to carry on a war that not only can't be won, but should not be won? What is the morality of trying to destroy a brave people, the Vietnamese, whose belief in their cause is so strong that they fight back harder with firmer resolve each time their land and their babies are blown up by America's bombs? Beautiful land, precious babies. I've seen them. Human beings, so proud, so bold, and yet we call them gooks because it's so much easier to drop napalm on gooks than it is on human beings. What kind of vicious inhumanity is this? What kind of sick and depraved minds would look at persons as if they were things? This is racism, like the world has never seen before. And you want me to tell you that this war can be won? It's already lost. It was lost, America, when you told that poor young black man whom you wouldn't provide a job for that you would pay him to fight. You gave him no choice. And then you lied to him. You told him that he was going to fight for someone's freedom when he did not have his own.
Right, right.
And now he's dead. You killed him, America, and you don't even care. Damn you, America. And damn your system, your abominable war, and your men who created it. Damn you, Secretary Rusk and Secretary McNamara, for lying to the people to hide the death and destruction you caused. Damn you, General Westmoreland and General Taylor, for the premeditated murder of innocent babies whose blood drips from your hands. And damn you, President Johnson, you who could have stopped it all but kept it going because you didn't want to look weak or admit you were wrong. You blinded yourself to the tortures and the pain, all because you wanted to perpetuate your immoral and corrupt power. And you want me to feed your statistics into this computer? I'll feed it all right, but I'll feed it with the truth. And I'll take the truth that comes out, the truth which reveals America is committing one of the greatest atrocities in the history of mankind. I'll take that truth and expose it to the world.
Flowers won't grow, flowers won't grow. Bells won't be ringing, and the bells won't be ringing. Who really cares? Who really cares? Who's willing to try? Who is willing to try to save a world, to save a world that is destined to die. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Little children today are really gonna suffer tomorrow. Really suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a shame. Such a bad way to live. Such a bad way to live. Who is to blame? Who is to blame? We can't stop living when we can't stop living. Live for life. Live for the life. But let life, everybody. Let live, everybody. Live life for the children. Who really cares? Save the children. Oh. Save the babies.
Save the babies.
Save the babies.
Save our precious babies.
Who really, really cares?
Oh, we must care.
Who is willing to try?
We must really try.
Yes, to save a world.
Oh, yes, we can.
A world that's destined to die.
Oh, yes, we can.
Save the babies. Save the babies.
Save our babies.
To all of us, Guyana is so beautiful. To me, yes, I see
everything I'd ever hoped for. Guyana is so beautiful to me. Guyana is so, so beautiful.
Get him stroking his beard saying, "Now, Reverend, now, Reverend, people come and go, but institutions remain the same." And that's what we have to remember. It's socialism and only socialism that will solve the problem. The Pegasus, but she's our generator builder. She made a generator with scraps and parts, one of our generators. That's how effective she is. She made a whole generator herself. Also, when she was a child, white races threw acid in her face, and our group did cosmetic surgery, and it never spoiled her spirit. She's got life, zest, and inspiration, and the knowledge that all we have, in closing, socialism will win one day.
This vision fills our eyes as we build. Our future is now. It feels good to work in the edo fields. It feels good to eat what our labor yields. It feels good to work with you side by side. It feels good to sing to the rain. Our cutlass shining in the sun. Swing it till our work is done. Young and old, unite as one. As we build, our future is now. It feels good to watch all the children grow, like healthy banana trees in a row. It feels good to watch little children smile. It feels good to sing to the rain. To all of our distinguished guests, we welcome you to this land so blessed. We're proud to stand as socialists. Come now and share our new home. La la, la 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 la. It feels good to work in the airfields. It feels good to eat what our labor yields. It feels good to work with you side by side. It feels good to sing to the rain. Our cutlass shining in the sun. Swing it till our work is done. Young and old, unite as one. As we build, our future is now. La la, la 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 la.
If you'd like to look at our list of movies, and there's some very good ones. I don't know whether you're late hour folk or not, but the theater's yours. You can look at our list, and we have a good list. If you feel like staying up a little later than usual, we would welcome any film we have, and there's some very, very good ones. Now, I wouldn't suggest Roots, or you will not get any sleep, because it's 9 hours long. Well, that's their business. Every hour, particularly the first part, is so realistically done. Of course, at the last, they have to sort of make it appear like the white men helped us get through. But otherwise, it is excellent. They tampered with the book a little at the end. But it's an excellent, excellent film. I'll name some, and if you would like to, we have one, Cuba, being interviewed by Barbara Walters. The autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. She was a black woman in her hundreds that took on racism. It's a true story. The Klansman with Richard Burton, an increasing dangerous phenomena in the United States these days. I don't know what the Magnificent Seven is. What's that? Cowboy. Little Big Man. Little Big Man is a remarkable movie. It's an Indian chief and all of the experiences around him. I don't move to tears easily, but it moved me to tears. Then a Soul Train, none of the other, some of the Rollerball, Sleeper. Network is also a very revealing way that the press is manipulated in USA, but good actors. The Sting, The Front, is only an hour and about 20 minutes. This was about the McCarthy era and how the Cold War went after all those in Hollywood. And it's an actually true story. And who is that good actor in it? Woody Allen. You might like that. Whatever, it's your choice. I could go on and on and on and on. The Hospital is a revelation on how U.S. hospitals are. And believe me, I remembered everything like it. It almost seemed like my own experience. The Chase is just one of them, one of those kind of, you know, shoot 'em up movies, I guess. Citizen Kane is really a takeoff on William Randolph Hearst and the power he wields in the United States over the people's minds through the media. Planet of the Apes and Beneath the Planet of the Apes sort of shows how people would respond if they ever were to meet extraterrestrial beings. I don't know. I don't know what else I could mention to you. There's a number of other things here. You can look at it, and if there's anyone or whatever vote you take, the night's yours. We're so happy to have you. There's no way we could express the joy that you brought us. You brought the joy with you. We love you very much.